notice that people respect the gospel and respect the word of God. Amen. Respect God himself, his son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have a tendency to be able to flow together. Amen. One Father, and all of us are his children. This is a dynamic moment for me. I thank God for Reverend Bell and Audrey and Gwen. You know, they had no time limit on them. You see how intelligent God's people is? Yes. We're done perfect. Amen. Amen. Done perfect. Amen. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I'm going to talk about Marie for a few moments. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I want to change the order a little bit. Ministers have been on the tail end long enough. And we hold them and we kind of put them at the end of the service. But right now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I want to acknowledge all pastors and ministers. I want you to stand. I want ministers of the gospel. Yes, yes. I want you to stand for a few moments. And we stand together. And I want to acknowledge that you are here. Not at the end of the program. I want to acknowledge that you're here now. And I know the family are thankful that you're here. And I welcome you at Word of Life Christian Center. Thank you for coming. You sat down too early, man. I wasn't through talking. Amen. You may be seated. Marie. My God. Had three women and a little girl. It was Audrey, Marie, Marion going to be with the Lord. And then Gwen was a little girl. She grew up. Those women, over 47 years, kept my back. I mean, they never, as Audrey was talking about Marie, Audrey is the same way. I mean, dedicated, faithful, honorable, honest, loving, will never, never let you down. She actually ought to be talking about herself. Her and Marie the same way. And I'm so thankful to have been Marie pastor for, I guess, 47 years now. I mean, she's been here with me all the way. Never give any trouble. Grace, you know, Marie. And never give any trouble. And so, you know, I will have to preach today. No doubt about it. You got to give me a few moments to preach today. I have to send her off right. You understand? And a text here is very doable to this hour. My son in the gospel read it in the 14th chapter of John. It's a powerful text. It's a powerful speaker. The Lord Jesus himself is the speaker. And his followers begin to be concerned about death. When you're a child of God, you don't have to be concerned about death. Just be concerned about living. Death will take care of itself when you're in the Lord because you have eternal life. And so Jesus, to comfort his disciples, he gave them a word, a prophetic word, in the 14th chapter of John. Prophetic mean, I'm telling you what's going to happen ahead of time. And so John 14 actually is prophetic, is Jesus prophesying about the arrangement that the Father has already made for those who are in the family. Amen. So actually this scripture has been read many years, but at this point, this morning, the Lord wants us to know that these words are prophetical. In other words, they could not be prearranged by nobody else. They could not be disarranged by nobody else. This must come to pass. Because the Lord said it. And the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. And the Bible says God's word will never return to him void. It'll accomplish what he sent out to do. So here in John 14, he talks about the mansions. He said in the first verse, and I think this is applicable and applicable to all of the loved one here. And I'm not going to preach long. I got a business. I got a lot of preaching to do. I got a funeral Tuesday. I got to preach tomorrow. I got to preach Thursday and Friday 3 times. So I'm not going to preach long. But it says here, let not your heart be troubled. Boy, that's a good word right there. I say that's a good word right here. Let not your heart be troubled. Why? You believe in God, believe also in me. See, believing can handle trouble. If you believe in the right person who can handle anything, even death, it ease and move your heart from being troubled. You move from trouble to trust. Hallelujah. So today we trust him. Even though we have the remand of Marie here, two weeks ago, she died. Actually, she went to sleep. Yeah, you sleep in the natural and you're alive in the spirit. So he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now I'm saying to you that the second aspect of this verse, as the Holy Spirit revealed to me, is removing from trouble to trust. Then he says, in my Father's house, that's God's house, are many mansions. What is a mansion? It's bigger than you think. And then Jesus said, now, if it was not so, I mean, if my Father's house didn't have the mansion, I would have told you. Now that's glorious telling us about the mansion, but he goes further, and he was talking to Marie, talking to me, talking to every believer. He goes further now, he says, to prepare a place for you. Woo, it's so good to know you got a prepared place. You go through a few things down here, but you know, things might get tough down here, but you know you got a prepared place. How many know what I'm talking about? Come on now. I want Christian to wake up in here. I ain't going to preach no more in a few minutes. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And then he put emphasis on it. He says, and if I go to prepare a place, he repeat himself, for you. Then he give another. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So he's saying, where I am, you can come. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Now that's important, that verse there, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And then the sixth verse give us a threefold insight. I said the sixth verse give us a threefold insight. Oh, I'm a preaching yet this morning. Y'all said, well, listen, I'm going to preaching yet this morning. And the sixth verse said, whether you go with me or not. The sixth verse said, Jesus said to him, the other threefold, I am the way, the truth. I prophesy that I'm the life. And he promised that he said, there's no other way you get here. No one cometh to the Father but by me. Now, it's amazing here. I want to talk about a few minutes this morning. She moved to her new house. She moved to her new house. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
There's a scripture in the 127th Psalm. The 127th Psalm. My Lord. It says in the first verse, in order to be a candidate to move to the new house, while you're here, you got to do some billing has to be done. And you have to have a consultant who can tell you how to properly bill. Christians have to be mindful how they live. Mindful how they walk. Mindful how they talk. Mindful who they associate with. Because all the time you're building something. You can't afford somebody to pull you off track with some mess and something that does not glorify God. Tell them, hold that. I won't talk about that. In 127 Psalm, the first verse says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchman waketh, but in vain. We're building something. Marie been building something. Marie noticed they had to come, so she was in the process of putting some blocks up. That when this time comes, nobody else can make a decision for her. The decision is already made by the Lamb of God. We're building. You're building right now. How you treat your neighbor? All I see with Marie is a green light. You just can't go here. You got to make preparation. You just can't move in a new house. You got to make preparation to move in a new house. You got to have it furnished right. Then you got to have keys to go in a new house. Somebody got to give you some keys. But I hear Marie say, I walk by faith, not by sight. I got my key in my hand. When this life over, I got a key to another house. Not made by the hand of men. Eternal in the heaven. Ooh, Lord. Then in building, the Holy Ghost called my attention to the 7th chapter of Matthew. Let's build a few minutes. The 7th chapter of Matthew. I'm almost through. Don't take long to preach a good woman funeral. She already done preached this thing, man. I don't have to cut no corners or nothing. Yeah, I just preach the whole Bible, man. To build, you got to have a proper foundation. You can't build a skyscraper on a one-floor foundation. But rebuild. And here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, it revealed how she built. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, a wise woman, which built their house upon a rock. She was on the rock. I said she was on the rock. Now, notice there are adversities in life. How many of y'all notice adversities in life? How many of y'all have dealt with things in your life? And the rain descended on Marie. And the floods came on Marie. And the winds blew upon Marie and beat upon that house. And it fell not, For it was what? Founded on a rock. So she had some adversities in life. Grace probably can tell you about some of them. She had some floods that come. She had some things that beat on her in those 87 years. But she had such a strong foundation. The Bible said no other foundation can no man lay than what is laid in Christ Jesus. So she's on a strong foundation. And then let me call your attention to the word. Let the word talk. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Then I'm going to preach and we'll go on home. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know somebody in here know the Lord, right?
Yes.
It don't make no difference who's preaching as long as they're preaching the word. Hallelujah. If you're a Christian, you know. If you're a Christian, the vessel is not chosen by you. It's chosen by God.
Yes.
But if they're preaching the word, I can back it up. She moved into her new house. That means she's not dead. That means she's not here. That means she's not going to be with y'all when y'all go to the grave, y'all. She already have moved. Absent. Who believed the Bible in here? Absent from the body. Apostle Paul want to help us here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know. Ooh, Jesus. That if our earthly house. Now, what are you talking about, earthly house? Isn't it? Why you call it earthly house? Why didn't you say house? Because there's an earthly house. And there's a heavenly house. The earthly house may leak. The heavenly house has no leaks. Notice he said this. Earth, look what he said, Earth, I'm going to call your name. Earth, notice he said this. For we know, we're not guessing. I just want to squall right now. I know where Marie at, man. I'm not worried about her. For we know. Say, for we know. Say, for we know. Say. Some of y'all say that like y'all don't know. Come on, let me say it one more time. For we know. If this earthly half of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house. Not made with hand. Look what it says about it. Eternal in the heavens. Oh Lord. It says in this second verse, for in this we groan, honestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Verse 3 says, if so be that being clothed, good God Almighty, we shall not be found naked. Now nakedness there is not talking about physical clothes. Nakedness there is talking about having on spiritual clothes. And then it says in the fourth verse, for we are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, which also has given us the earnest of the Spirit. Notice what verse 6 says. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home, in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Notice what the word says. For we are confident. For we are confident. I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want one, two more scriptures that I'm going to close. In Revelation chapter 14. I got to preach this thing qualified for Marie. Marie was good to me. She was my friend. She took care of me, my children, my family. She just loved us and never let me down. So I'm planning not to let her down. In Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor and their work do follow them. It was upon the moment that Lazarus had died, or Lazarus became sick, and Jesus tarried until he died. And then Jesus said something that we must remember. The disciples did not have enough revelation to understand what Jesus was saying. Lazarus had died, but Jesus said he was asleep. Now, why did Jesus say he was asleep? Because it was only temporary. Jesus knew that he was going to wake him up. And the same way we're talking about Marie. Marie is asleep. But the disciples didn't have no revelation. And they began to argue and say, well, Lord, if he's asleep, he's doing good. Jesus said, no, he's dead. But then we get over here. Good God Almighty. How long have I been up here, Larry? Then we get over here. My. Then we get over here in the 11th chapter of John. And Jesus said some astonishing word that I'll never forget. Yeah, he said that in John chapter 11. The woman said, Jesus, the 23rd verse, she was questioning Jesus. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Thy mother shall rise again. Thy grandmother shall rise again. Thy sister shall rise again. Thy aunt shall rise again. That's what Jesus was saying. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again at the resurrection at the last day. Oh, my goodness. Look what Jesus said. In the 25th verse, look what Jesus said. Anybody here ready to shout? Look, I believe the word, me. Look what Jesus said. I don't need to preach no more. Look what Jesus said here. Go ahead and preach, Jesus. Listen to what he said. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. He that believeth in me, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me, shall never die. Yeah. Then the Lord asked a question. Believe thou this? Uh-huh. And I answer him. And I say, yeah, Lord. Yeah. Now let me close here. Let's go back to John 14 where I started at. And I want to address Marie's departure. Let not your heart be troubled. Other words, trust in me. What I promised Marie, I've been carrying it out for a long time. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. You can trust me. I can handle sickness. I can handle disease. I can handle lack. And I can handle worry. But I want you to know that's not the only thing I can handle. I can handle life and death. I'm he who was dead. On the third day, they thought they had me in the grave. They rolled a rock over my grave. Early Sunday morning. Early Sunday morning. A rock in a rock. A rock behind a rock. A rock rolling a rock. Nothing could hold me in the grave. Sunday morning, I rolled up out of the grave. Declared all power is in my hand. Do you believe that this morning? All power is still in Jesus' hand. Marie had a mighty good lawyer. When she stood before the bar, somebody stepped up. They called him the Lamb of God. He said, I got her. She believe in me. I got her ticket. I got a place. She's moving to a new house. No more crying. No more sickness. No more problems. No more discussion. She moved on home. Hallelujah. Here in the second verse he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions. Many mansions. Then Jesus said, if it was not so, I'm not lying to you. I'm glad God didn't lie to us. I'm glad there's a place that you can go after this life. I believe there's another place. I believe there's another house. I believe there's another city. I believe there's another home. I believe there's another family. I believe Marie talking to Moses, talking to Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham. She moved to another family. She moved into the glory world. No more dying. No more hearse wheel rolling. She moved, God Almighty, whoo, in my Father's house. A many mansion. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. Whoa, there's a prepared place for prepared people. People whose hearts been washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a place over there. Yeah. Yeah, she's talking to Rayburn right now. She's talking to Rayburn right now. Whoa! There's a place over here. Hallelujah. Somebody help me in here. I'm trying to come to a close. Somebody help me in here. You can't settle the gospel. You can't settle Jesus. Ow! He's a good God. Good God Almighty. I say good God Almighty. You know I had to preach a little bit today. This is my girl here. Hallelujah. I'll see her one day. And I'm going to keep building down here. I'm building every day. I'm walking every day. I'm being led by the Spirit every day. In the name of Jesus, everything is all right, Grace. In the name of Jesus, he made a way out of nowhere. In the name of Jesus, Marie fought a good fight. In the name of Jesus, Marie kept the faith. In the name of Jesus, Marie finished her course. In the name, ah! In the name. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Yeah. closing here. I ain't gonna hold it too long, you know, about an hour. But Marie, I don't have a word to explain this woman. I think Audrey did a good job to explain this woman. This woman is some kind of woman here. I mean, she stuck. Carol and I are so grateful. My wife is here. This woman stuck with us. And since our ministry is worldwide, Marie worldwide. Everything my vision is accomplished in the day, she got a part of it. Part of our legacy. Let's get it. Come on. Oh, my.